Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
And I welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Frank Sesno is our guest, our good friend, great Brain Trust member. He's becoming, currently serving as the director of George Washington University School of Media, Public Affairs. He is, many of you saw him for decades on CNN, and I certainly enjoyed following his career back in those days. He's an outstanding reporter and Emmy Award-winning journalist. His new book is called Ask More, The Power of Questions. And Frank, I didn't know something when I was telling the audience on the last segment that this is a great book for salespeople, because I promise you, whatever two nickels I've got to rub together in my life right now at this stage of my life, it's because I learned how to ask questions when I was selling. And I said that this is a good book for salespeople, and then you told me later you're working with salespeople.
Yeah. I had a wonderful conversation with some salespeople about this, because as they know, if you're trying to sell something to somebody and you walk in and you tell them why they should buy it or why they should buy it, you'll have a conversation. You'll probably sell a few things. But if you get into a conversation about what is their business, what do they need, what are they trying to accomplish, mm-hmm. and you bring them along, it's entirely different. I have a very good – I started a very little radio
station. Can I stick something in there?
Yeah.
What's more important – the most important about what you just said was the first word, which is an interrogative.
Ask.
What?
What? Sure.
Not do, but what?
Well, and what that does is it demonstrates that you are listening to your potential client, that you are caring and trying to learn about his or her business, that you are there not to just pitch and sell, but to help solve a problem. If you can convey that you are a problem solver, help somebody maybe even through your questions identify what their problem or their challenge is. Sometimes people haven't thought it out. Sometimes they haven't articulated it. Sometimes they can't do that with their staff or their boss. But if somebody comes in, you're not just a salesperson in a role like that. You're a therapist.
Right.
And people love that.
I learned a long time ago that somebody can run me out of their office saying no, but they can't run me out. They can't throw me out of their office while they're answering one of my questions.
People like to talk about themselves. People like to think about what they're doing. And often you'll hear people say, you know, I hadn't thought about it that way. So if your questions can help somebody think through something out loud, they may get to a new point. And then maybe you as a salesman don't have the instant answer. You say, well, let me take what I've just learned from you and work on that and come back with some solutions. And then you present them choices. It's a different way of selling, mm-hmm. depending on what you're selling. But we did this. I was talking with a very good friend of mine he and I met years ago when we were both in radio. I was the news guy and he was the ad salesman. And he quintupled the revenue of his district when he came in within the first year, because this is what he did. He went around to people and said, who's your clientele? Who's your audience? How are you reaching them? What's working? What's not? What are you trying to sell? What else have you got here in a product? And then he went off and he worked on it, developed a variety of campaigns, and came back and said, do you think any of these would be helpful? Mm-hmm. He did it all through the interrogatory.
Well, there's no question about it. And you know, folks, there's something else that you can do. You know what endorphins are, right? That when you get a feeling, when you think about something exciting you're going to do tomorrow, you get a little rush, a little tingle, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Well, people get that when you ask them their opinion.
Right.
If you say to them, if I said to you, hey, Frank, I got a really important thing that I'd like to ask your opinion about. You start to get a little bit of a tingle, a little rush.
Well,
people love that.
You're complimenting.
They're not going to throw you out while they're thinking about that.
one of the characters in my book is Colin Powell, General Colin Powell.
Yep.
And Colin Powell, and I write about him for strategic questions, asking really important over the horizon, maybe war and peace questions. Obviously, a business person isn't going to have war and peace per se, we hope, but possibly close if you're going to, you know, survive or perish,
right.
as a business. And he had what he called the commander's rule. And the commander's rule was where he had his commanders come in once a week and sit with him and sort of pepper him and challenge him so he could break his own biases. But his commander's rule was, I speak, the commander speaks 30% of the time, the other speaks 70% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the other research that's been done out there shows that people remember what they say more than what they hear. So part of the purpose of the commander's rule, part of the purpose of asking people is to get them to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can get them to say that they'd like to double their sales, that has much more impact than if you tell them they should double their sales.
Right. And if you can get them to say it, and then you repeat it back to them, now they've heard it twice.
Exactly. And then you connect it to the next part. We say, you know, if I have some ideas on how I could help you double your sales, would you be interested in having me work those up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now you've got, and the other thing that comes from this, as you mentioned before in the back and forth, is a rapport. You're developing a rapport. You're developing a relationship.
We call that earning the right.
Exactly.
Earning the right to get for more time.
Right.
And earning the right to come back.
Right.
And when you're in sales, which if you're trying to hire someone, or you're trying to be hired, or whatever you're doing, you're doing some kind of sales. You've got everything you're doing is helping you earn the right for 30 more seconds.
My father was a salesman. My father sold textbooks. And it was all about relationships.
Yep.
And because, you know, it's nice to make a sale, but it's really, really nice to have a relationship so that you can make another sale a year from now and 2 years from now and 3 years from now.
Yep. Hey, Frank, I need the website, please.
Website is askmorebook.com.
All right. Hey, Frank, will you come back?
Anytime.
We've loved having you on the show.
My pleasure.
Frank says no, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget the book's called Ask More. And we'll get Frank back on, and we'll have more good conversations another day. I got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.